Well, originally the march started with Reverend Callies, and it morphed from a small march that took place on the east side, and then the city became involved with Mayor Cisnero, and then it really grew after they took a trip to Atlanta, from what I understand, he and a group of constituents. So it really seems as if it started with Reverend Callies, and it just kind of took on a life of its own when the city got involved. And I think it seems as if the word just really started to flow, and they really pushed and promoted it as a beacon of unity for the city. Mm-hmm. And so it really just grew over the years.
You don't think that maybe it's turned into, you see a lot of politicians there, mm-hmm. you know, kind of wearing their reelection outfits. Do you think that maybe that march might be used or piggybacked by some politicians for other means other than what it was originally meant to be?
I think for some, that's a thought for sure. I think people have taken the march and basically to promote whatever they desire to promote, their position. But I think going back to the originality of the march, you know, it was after the assassination of Dr. King in 1968 that Reverend Callies had really wanted to do two things. One is to share information and keep the name of Dr. King alive in his dream, in his idea and vision. And the other thing was to really see a development on the east side of San Antonio at the time. Of course, we had found later on that I think he started the march, one of the first marches, right, 1972, that his family told or has shared. And that march took place from the Alamo coming up Houston Street. And then after that, it was just basically his family and some community groups that organized and continued to push annually that march until I think it was around, 1987, where the city kind of came on board and really established the MLK Commission. But now coming back to your point, I do think that at this point the march has grown tremendously. But yes, we do see, I mean, you see politicians, you see different groups. And I mean, I guess the question is how do we continue to take the march from being one day, but make it a movement that is a movement to elevate the lives of people throughout the year? So being on the east side myself, I see sometime where, of course, we come through and we clean up the community going up Martin Luther King, but then that should be an everyday development in that area.